Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, therapist nightmares and raccoon stole a feeder. It's coming up in just a second.
From the award-winning morning show on America's favorite radio station, The Ticket, The Musers, the podcast.
So right now we're podcasting?
No, not yet.
He just put us into it.
No, I was accidentally podcasting.
Oh, we were for a second, but we're not now.
Well, we want to start intentionally podcasting.
We're back.
That was accidental.
That was a false start. Three, two, one.
Every Wednesday, Junior Miller, George Dunham, and Gordon Keith drop a new episode of The Musers, the podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
We've been talking about anxiety dreams. Seems like every profession has them.
Oh, yes.
Heck yeah.
And I was kind of wondering what the anxiety dream for a therapist might be. I assume it's probably like the 60-minute hour.
Yeah. Yeah, who came up with the not only the 50-minute hour, but the follow-up reasoning, well, it doesn't really do any good after 50 minutes. Oh, that's good.
Oh, they say that?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
You know who else does that? Massage therapists.
You know who else does? Yeah, personal trainers.
Yeah, exactly.
You know who else does that? Josh can back me up on this. Prostitutes.
You don't want a clock watcher, man.
Yeah. You're looking at a wristwatch.
Exactly.
Maybe we should do that.
Feet in the air.
At 10 of, we all just leave. I think a lot of people would enjoy that.
I'm way ahead of you, pal.
Well, Tom, your answer your question has been answered by at least one therapist. He says, good morning. I have a recurring dream / nightmare that I go to the lobby to get my next client. And there are four clients waiting for me.
Whoa.
All of them looking at me eagerly, waiting to come back, and all confident that this appointment slot is theirs and not the others.
Quadruple booked.
So, yeah. Boy, oh, boy. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know that some therapist's offices have a very elaborate enter this way, exit that way.
Oh, sure, yeah. And a light and a buzzer.
You don't want to.
Mm-hmm. You don't want people to see that you're there, especially in Hollywood.
You don't want to see your next door neighbor.
Yeah,
there.
That's what I've run into in Hollywood.
Yeah, but there's not Hollywood. Hopefully they check. My therapist does not have that, but I think it's also to remind you, hey, there is no stigma around this. You're doing the right thing. So yeah. I don't care for that. I did get in trouble with my therapist, though, one
time. Is this when you called her a price gouger?
She put you in timeout? What happened?
Naked Zoom?
No, but she was legitimately mad at me, and I totally get it. And I had to apologize.
Did you? Let me guess. You defended yourself by saying you were only joking.
I was only joking, but it was the wrong time and place. So I'm waiting for my appointment, and a mother and a son walk out of her office, and they leave, but the door is still kind of open, and I look. I thought it would. I looked at my therapist and I go, "What's that kid's problem?"
Ooh.
And she goes, "Hey, you cannot do that." Oh. And I go, "They didn't hear me." And she goes, "What if they?"
You missed your comedy.
I go, "The joke is, of course, that's an inappropriate thing to say." Right. And she's like, "Well, it's," and so I had to really apologize. Yeah.
Just to get over the hump, you something like, "Well, at least with me, you don't have to deal with something that serious."
Yikes.
You think they're, yeah. Gosh,
odds are I'll be back next week.
There has to be some value system that they assign to, you know, the craziest to the least crazy, right?
Probably, yeah.
You know, like they're a 10 on the crazy scale or, I wonder, it's like pain. Are you experiencing
pain? And I wonder what the name of that is. Because, for example, for hot peppers, you have the Scoville scale.
Right.
Maybe the Freud scale.
I wonder if there's a scale for
therapy.
There might. That's a very good. There probably is, you know? I would think.
Oh, he's a 9. I'm sure there are.
I hope there are.
They're shorthand.
Oh, here it is. It's the cuckoo scale.
Oh.
Oh, so it's something
named after Dr. Reginald Cuckoo.
Well, that's unfortunate. He really should have.
Boy, his die was cast when he was born into the cuckoo family, wasn't he?
Here's one. Hello, Radio Kings and Queen, singular.
Thank you.
I watched Greg Warren's new special on YouTube last night. It was great.
I think you get government funding.
Yep. Contact FEMA.
Here. Greg Warren's new special is called The Champ. It's on Nate Land, Nate Bargatze's YouTube network. And it's terrific. I loved it. I love that he mentioned the whole cast in the credits and put Josh nine names ahead of Tom.
Yeah, he did.
Well, that's nice.
Maybe it's alphabetical. I imagine.
He really watched the special, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
My daughter was watching. She heard a woman laughing, and she said, "Is that Christy Lee?" Yeah. Apparently, your laugh is quite clear on there.
We were way in the back. I don't know how that happened.
Some people say prominent. Some people say
I'm embarrassed.
Way too loud. Yes. Spoils the whole special.
Yeah. Nice.
Well,
right?
Thank you, Ryan, in Walterboro, South Carolina.
That's right. We're a city of Walters, as far as the eye can see.
Here's morning, Walter.
Hey, morning, Walter.
Not a Doug in sight.
Not one Benny.
damn Bennies and Dougs.
Zachary. Calls himself Zach. He is a mail carrier in a rural area.
Oh.
My anxiety dream involves starting my route way too late in the day. It's a route I've never been on before, and it's starting to get dark, and I haven't gotten to the first house yet.
Oh.
I've been told that mailmen have a route, and sometimes they slower than other days, and you can't. You know, when I was a kid, the mail came at like 2:00, 2:15 every day. But now I guess it can...
It varies, for
depending
sure.
Depending on...
Well, they have to load their own trucks. And
I don't know about that.
The window for my trash man is insane.
I don't
insane.
Know about that. Are you a mail... Yeah, let me guess. You have a friend who's a mailman.
Where the post office is located, I work out next door, and I see them walking out, loading up their trucks.
Hello, stalker.
Looking for checks.
Not looking for checks.
Oh, God.
They work hard.
Your trash man has a problem, Josh?
No. It's not a problem. I don't mind it. But the window is gigantic. It's from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Really? Sometimes ours later, actually. Ours, guys, 7:15. Boom. Nice. You watch by it.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. I have something on my mind.
Uh-oh.
We had a raccoon ruckus in our house last night.
What? In the house?
Oh, out back. Oh.
Melee? A brouhaha?
They stole my bird feeder.
What? Oh, well, that's where the food comes from.
They stole it?
They really are bandits. They really are thieves.
I see five or six raccoons meeting somewhere with a graph.
Yes.
One of the raccoons has a pointer. This is our objective, gentlemen.
Yes, as you know, old right lady here. Lee moved.
Yes.
Right. She thought she could get away from us, but we're going to follow her.
Georgie found her. Good job, Georgie. Now, right here.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm scared, Sarge. We're all scared, son.
But birdseed is delicious.
They were fighting over it, and then they just took the damn thing.
Wow.
And it's gone. It's gone.
Gone. I've looked everywhere.
Does she still have those damn dogs? I'm afraid so, boy.
Now, look. Not all of us are going to make it.
Look to your right. Look to your left. One of you's not coming back.
We have to cross a road.
I had no idea they would really steal a bird. They did.
I'm sorry, Colonel, but those headlights, they hypnotized me.
Don't look at him, Johnson.
Yesterday on the show at this time,
I'm done with that.
Read a...
sorry.
Anything interesting?
Okay. Are you telling me that raccoons planning an operation at Chrissy's house?
Well, after 12 minutes, it was...
We're having fun over here.
No, you're not. We have an important message.
What?
Yesterday, a chick named our letter writer, Clitorissa.
No, I said Clarissa, and the T was silent. There's quite a difference.
Yeah, there is quite a
huge difference.
He never, ever hit the T like that.
Clitorissa.
Jason and I made it home after his surgery. You'll recall he was going into surgery. He was kind of nervous, so we decided to cheer him up by slandering him. He currently has a shaved chest and armpits from the surgery and the biopsies. We'll get the results next week.
Biopsy? That's hilarious.
He proceeded to replay parts of the show for every nurse and doctor we met throughout the day. And goes, can you believe my wife wrote this letter? And chick, he proceeded to call me Clitorissa for the rest of the day and got a big kick out of it.
He got a real kick out of it.
Yeah, signed, a real big kick.
Signed Clitorissa and Jason in Texas.
Not how you pronounce
it. No.
Okay.
It's just Clarissa. The T is...
We were merely hinting.
Right, right.
Not blatant.
Some would say we were... Abiding by the law.
The George Carlin rule.
And some would say now that we're breaking the law.
Okay, they're very good.
A California family is suing a funeral home for misplacing their loved one's body.
I don't know where it is.
Dressing another corpse in his clothing.
Oh, my Lord.
Amantha Hunt told CBS News her family chose Harrison Ross Mortuary to prepare her 80-year-old uncle for burial. But when she went to view the body... She found someone else laying there in her uncle's suit.
Did you say Samantha Hunt?
I said Amantha. A-M-E-N-T-H-A.
Her Amantha. Sister actually was in charge of the body. Helen?
Oh, yeah?
If you've lost a body, go to Helen Hunt for it.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
What's her name?
Amantha. A-M-E-N-T-H-A.
Oh, she's a breath mint.
She's missing a letter.
I'm just telling you.
Amantha.
She said the family waited 3 hours while the mortuary fixed the mix-up before
Not
they could find
hours.
Bury her uncle.
You know the old joke, switch the heads on 3 and 4?
Ms. Hunt has since filed a lawsuit against the mortuary over the ordeal. Harrison Ross Mortuary has denied the claims and said it intends to file a cease and desist letter.
Did you say mortuary?
Mortuary.
This is why you should microchip people.
What do you mean? So they could have found the corpse immediately?
Make sure you got the right guy?
You scan them.
Oh.
This is...
Are you advocating something underneath the skin? We're all identifiable all time?
Oh, that's right.
You got the COVID vaccine. You have that. We're all chipped to the gills.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Bobby Jr.
Bobby 3, right? RFK Jr.
Do you think it's okay to bury people in nice suits?
Yes.
What do you mean? You think it's a waste of a good suit?
What?
What do you mean?
That's your problem.
You know what?
Everybody's buried.
No, you bring up a great point. Why don't they? Yeah, this is nice. They got them laid out. Take the suit off.
What paper suits?
No. Just to take the suit off. Okay, now
I'm going to tell you something, and you're not going to believe me.
You know what? I am going to believe you because you set it up like this.
a gent that I knew who was a great person. When he died, he was at a very well-known funeral operation around here. And when they had the calling
viewing,
he was lying down clearly. That's typically the way they do it. Not always with a sheet just pulled up to his chest.
A sheet.
What's going on?
I've never seen that.
I don't know if it's a religious thing or what.
They're biodegradable where you just are buried.
No, but I mean, he was just lying on a table.
He wasn't in a coffin?
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I've never.
What?
Yeah, that must be some sort of custom.
Yes. I mean, they're obviously everybody's got their own thing.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I think, and you just put them in a cotton sheet, wrap them up. And I think you have to dig the hole 2 feet deeper. But yeah, you just throw
every,
them in the ground.
I think every state has its own laws about
right.
Okay.
But yeah, that was really odd. But do you think it's smart to bury people in nice clothes?
I don't think it. I don't. It's whatever they choose to be buried
in.
Yes,
that's what I think too.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. You know what it is? It's a waste.
No, it's not.
It's a waste of a good suit.
Yep.
Now, Christy, I'm gonna
would
go.
Would you wear somebody's a dead guy's suit?
Yes, I would. I don't make
odds
much
are.
This is Tom's shirt.
Okay. Yeah.
You'll ask point. Us. Ask the point. Ask about the flowers he gave his girlfriend.
Yeah. You're gonna get me in trouble.
Sorry for your loss. It says they're on Valentine's Day.
Well, they were just laying there.
Now, sometimes we've gone around the horn on this show where I've asked the question: if you were having your so-called last meal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you were in the slammer and it was over and that you're...
I love the slammer.
the Hooskow, up the river, whatever it might be. Chick McGee, your last meal.
I'm going to have to go with KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Really?
Original recipe.
Mine would be Popeyes.
Coleslaw and mashed potatoes and biscuits. Wow. Oh, yeah.
This would be a great commercial. Mine's Popeyes. Bat Goblin, your last meal, I assume.
Lobster.
Really? And finally a glass of booze?
No, I don't need that.
You wouldn't do Jameson just for the old time's sake?
I'll do a shot.
Sure.
Do a shot.
Yeah. My last meal.
Your last meal, Christy Lynn?
Oh, it definitely would be pasta some sort.
Some pasta with olive oil and drained.
Just a little
basil. You know, taking all flavor
maybe
away.
Maybe I would do a nice bolognese.
Josh?
I would have
a pizza and a whore.
With hot chocolate.
Who painted you into this corner, Josh?
You know, I don't know. But I'm a human being.
So your last meal would be what?
A couple PB&Js.
Man, every time you mention this, I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at some time during the day.
Yeah.
It reminds me of one now.
And then maybe a chocolate milk. and a...
That's just a heartbeat away from a cocoa.
And a fist full of nacho cheese Doritos.
Oh.
And a whole bag of white cheddar popcorners. The finest snack on the market.
Those are good. Yeah.
Popcorners?
Wow. Those are good.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
I figured I'd finally give heroin a shot.
Well, then you wouldn't need to eat.
Yeah, must be pretty fun.
Have you had the Cool Ranch Doritos?
Sure.
You know they're out there. You don't have to eat nacho cheese.
Oh, I find nacho cheese to be the superior to ranch.
No kidding.
Yes.
But now, this is only the part one of my inquiry here.
Okay.
So we've established how the game works.
Right.
Christy, God forbid you're told by your doctor that you're dying tomorrow.
Yeah.
And your doctor says, get your things together.
Yeah.
And
hey, Tom, this is Andy. And
I appreciate what you're doing for
Christy's husband.
Can you send me that tape?
Pat, I appreciate what you're doing for me. And we all have our secret wishes.
Well, yeah, we're kind of running out of time. So quickly, what would you want to be buried in? Which pair of shoes? Because, I mean, you have so many pairs.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I think my daughter would know. Probably.
Those ones from Spain.
What?
Yeah, those ones from Spain.
Oh, yeah.
The Olays, whatever they're called.
You'd let your daughter dress you?
These Satorsons? Yeah. Maybe so. Maybe just a blanket and a cod piece.
People thought you were really hung
me in a cod piece is a great idea.
And I insist on the beanie with the propeller on it.
Excellent.
So
excellent.
When people look in the cast, he's such a card.
Even now,
he's making me laugh.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Chad. Yeah. Pat, which one of my shirts would you wear?
That I wore for the shoot, the special.
Be honest. You did this whole thing so you could ask Pat what shirt of yours he'd wear.
I wish I had, but no, I just thought of that.
Oh, okay.
Because he happens to be wearing one of my shirts today. Now, Christy Lee, have you given it any thought?
No, I have no idea.
You're going to let Andy decide?
I'd let my girls decide. They're very stylish.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you think they'd go, don't put her in that one. I want to wear that one myself.
Well, they might, but.
We were going to bury Mom in her favorite dress, but it looks so cool on me, I'm keeping it.
It'd be up to me, but I'm going to be 8 states away. So, what are you going to do?
Josh, I assume you'll go in a Carhartt?
Yeah. Yeah, either jeans and a Carhartt or shorts and a Dickies work shirt. Yeah.
Okay. Shorts.
Yeah, man. I've always been more comfortable in shorts than
depending on the time of year you die?
No. I even if it's winter, I'd be okay with shorts.
I wonder how often a funeral director is asked to dress someone in shorts.
Yeah, I mean, most people don't see what you're wearing underneath.
My dad is buried in a poncho, one of his favorite ponchos.
Huh.
Oh, look at Tom.
You mean like the Mexican ponchos?
Odd.
Interesting.
Well, that's might call it a handy, serape.
Yeah?
Handy if it rains.
Not that kind.
Okay.
No, it's made out of cotton, I believe.
Okay, well, this is fascinating.
Was it a SeaWorld fan?
That's
what
right.
Would you be buried
front
in?
Row?
Would you wear a suit? Yes, you would.
I'd say you'd be buried in a Rush because someone murdered you.
More like something in a clear Visqueen with sort of a bleach lye flavor.
Quick lime.
I'll have to think shirt. About it.
What do you want us to dress you in before we toss you into a creek?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.